For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar. As Missourians muddle through another frigid day today, the worst cold snap in nearly two decades is coming to an end, just in time for more snow. Morning lows were brutal across the state, minus 15 degrees at Farmington and Osage Beach, minus 14 degrees at Jefferson City, and minus 13 at St. Charles and Rolla. Columbia Public Works says that residential streets have been plowed to passable conditions. The department says crews have been released and will resume cleanup and maintenance tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, public schools in Columbia and Jefferson City will be in session tomorrow. The bitter cold this week is also causing a spike in frostbite cases. KMOX Radio reports that two St. Louis hospitals, Barnes Jewish and St. Louis University Hospital, have treated nearly a dozen cases of frostbite from this week's blast of Arctic air. Emergency room workers say some of the victims were exposed to the elements for just a few minutes. Governor Jay Nixon has picked a former school official for the State Board of Education. John Martin of Kansas City was nominated to replace Stan Archie, who resigned in January of last year. Martin's term would run until July 1st. Martin, a Democrat, was superintendent in Grandview from 1990 to 2006 and deputy superintendent in St. Louis from 2006 to 2007. He was the interim superintendent in Kansas City in 2008. He has also been a school administrator in Virginia and a teacher in University City. The Columbia City Council voted last night to increase the city's renewable energy mandate. By 2018, Columbia Water and Light will need to get 15% of its energy from renewable sources, up from 10% as spelled out in the renewable energy mandate passed by Columbia voters in 2004. The future goals were also increased to 25% by 2023 and 30% by 2029. Water and Light spokesperson Connie Kaprowitz says right now the city gets about 7% of its energy from renewable sources, but there is still a 3% cap for how much Water and Light can raise rates to cover the cost of the renewable energy. Kaprowitz says prices for purchasing wind and solar energy have dropped in recent years.
And so our hope is that as we move forward and have those increasing amounts of renewable energy, that the cost also continues to go down and we can meet those goals.
Kaprowitz says Water and Light has only increased rates by 1.8% so far to purchase renewable energy. Councilmember Fred Schmidt says voters would need to approve an increase on the cap, but thinks they likely would approve it, given anecdotal evidence, and that 78% voted to pass the original mandate in 2004. Missouri lawmakers open their annual session tomorrow with some different priorities than those of Governor Jay Nixon. Republican legislators plan to pursue an income tax cut after the Democratic governor vetoed last year's attempt. House Speaker Tim Jones wants to consider so-called right-to-work legislation that prohibits union bargaining fees from being a condition of employment. Nixon has said he would veto such legislation, so lawmakers may consider bypassing Nixon by referring it to the ballot. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.